This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that one of our institutions, I cannot say a great institution, seems to be on the ropes. It was announced earlier today that the Golden Globe Awards, generally the most publicized of all major awards programs, other than the Oscars, that the Golden Globe Awards are going to be pulled from NBC. The story in the New York Post, NBC is pulled out of airing the Golden Globe Awards in 2022, citing the need for, quote, meaningful reform by the embattled Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I can't believe that it took so long, frankly, because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association that does the Golden Globes is made up, obviously, of foreign press, but they are basically focus on the American film industry. The one thing that I remember most vividly about the Golden Globes and a Golden Globe scandal was years ago there was a star named Pia Zadora, who was best known to connoisseurs of some of the worst movies ever made. She was, as a little girl, the star of Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. No, there is a real movie of that name, which my brother Harry and I celebrated in our book, The 50 Worst Films of All Time. In any event, she won a Golden Globe Award as Best Newcomer, and her husband at the time, Meshulam Ricklis, was he was a billionaire who was heavily promoting his new wife's career, and in any event, it was ridiculous. Pia Zadora is not anybody's idea of the best actress. She may be a very nice lady. I think she is a very nice lady. But in any event, the Golden Globes have always been peculiar. And here's the statement from NBC, who now are the arbiters of decency and fairness and justice by dumping the Golden Globes. I think part of what they're reacting to is the ratings for the Golden Globes are even worse than the ratings for the Oscars. And the ratings for the Oscars, people, we talked about this a little bit on the show, but literally last year they got the lowest Oscar ratings in the 2020 Oscars that were actually took place during 2020. They had the lowest ratings ever and by far for the Oscars. And then 2021, it was half that.
And the winner is...
The winner is anything else that isn't playing on the Oscar ceremony. This is the lowest watched Oscar ceremony. I mean, there are opinion shows on MSNBC that are better rated. Well, that's not entirely. Yeah, C-SPAN could make the Oscars. So NBC, which hosted the Golden Globes, we'll see about ABC and the Academy Awards. I think they have a long-term contract, actually. But NBC said it pulled out of the airing of the Golden Globes Award, citing the need for meaningful reform. What the heck does that mean? Quote, we continue to believe that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is committed to meaningful reform. However, a change of this magnitude takes time and work, and we feel strongly that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association needs time to do it right. Well, what does that mean? Part of what they're talking about is there was a revelation, which was hiding in plain sight, that there are, I think it's 81 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and none of them are black. None. And again, this doesn't represent the world population. It doesn't represent all foreign press, but it represents kind of foreign press that's able to pay for or assign or send someone to Hollywood. And in any event, the network issued a statement today, according to the Hollywood Reporter. As such, NBC will not air the 2022 Golden Globes, a heartbreaking development. Assuming the organization executes on its plan, we are hopeful we will be in a position to air the show in January 2023. In addition, three-time Golden Globe winner Tom Cruise reportedly has returned the three statues he received for acting in Jerry Maguire, for Born on the 4th of July, where he plays a injured Vietnam veteran, and Magnolia, which was actually kind of an interesting film that had a grand climax of a plague of frogs descending upon Los Angeles. The turmoil had already extended into last week when Black Widow star Scarlett Johansson, 36, suggested that it is time that we take a step back from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association in a statement. She pinpointed facing sexist questions and remarks by certain HFPA members that bordered on sexual harassment while promoting film projects during press conferences and award shows. On Friday, Netflix announced it would no longer work with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, with the streaming network's co-CEO Ted Sarandos penning a letter to its leadership. Wow. Okay. In terms of Scarlett Johansson saying there's sexism in Hollywood, who's ever heard of such a thing? Sexism in Hollywood? Exploiting beautiful women and their physical appearance? Unheard of. Okay. There's also this, and it's actually a really alarming story. Headline, New York Times: despite outcry, University of Texas keeps a song with minstrel roots. And the article begins by saying, for generations, the fight song at the University of Texas at Austin has been etched into the state's very fabric. For students, the words, "The eyes of Texas are upon you," have been sung before and after every sporting event and commencement beyond the campus. The song is ever present at weddings and funerals and even in outer space, where it was a wake-up call for astronauts on the Gemini, Apollo, and Skylab missions, who were proud Texans. But since last summer, the anthem, which was first performed in 1903 at a minstrel show by white students who were likely in blackface, has ended the Longhorn, has divided the Longhorn community, just about ended it, pitting administrators and wealthy donors against students and faculty. The most alarming part of this, which is pretty shocking, is that the Texas Orange Jackets, which is a service organization whose membership is composed of women and non-binary students, hosted a virtual talk last week where they were talking about dropping the eyes of Texas. And during the virtual talk, it was disrupted when someone wearing a face covering and grasping and brandishing a shotgun joined the online discussion. Now, you can't shoot people online, but you can certainly threaten them. This is a really, really frightening thing, said the head of the Orange Jackets, this non-binary female service organization. He said the episode unnerved him enough to request armed security guards as they administered final exams on Thursday, citing the type of tactical shotgun brandished by the person who interrupted the virtual talk about the eyes of Texas. He added, this is the kind of weapon that you wouldn't use to hunt deer. So what is the real case against the eyes of Texas? And what does that song really sound like? We will get to that and the root of the problem coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you've ever gone through a college admission process, either for yourself or for your children or with anybody you know, one of the traditions of going to a given school is you make a campus visit, and there are guides who work at that school and take you around and talk to you a little bit about what going to school would be like there. And that's true for the University of Texas at Austin, which is truly, it's one of America's great universities. It's the only state school that has one of the leading endowments in the country, because as a land-grant college, it happened to get a lot of land that had oil on it. And there have also been very generous benefactors to the U of T, University of Texas. And right now, what's fascinating is there's a huge strike. Most of the student guides who were offering tours of campus for people coming through as tourists or anything like that for the University of Texas, they're on strike until they get rid of the eyes of Texas are upon you. Okay, what's so terrible about this song? I mean, I think it's a weird song, but to see if you can make out the racist elements in this song, as here it's performed the way it is all the time after every Longhorn Stadium game. This was performed in 2009 after a Longhorns win, and they typically do win, against Oklahoma. This is clip five. Okay, for those who might not have made that out, and now this has been condemned as a racist song. The Democrats in the Texas State Legislature, who are a minority, and the NAACP have all condemned it as a racist song. The administration of the University of Texas threatened with the withdrawal of literally hundreds of millions of dollars in donor support for this great university, or sticking with the song. What does the song say? Okay, here are the lyrics. And this could count, I guess, as a Medved music review, but it's just, it's astonishing to me. Have we really come to this, that this is now condemned as a racist song? Here are the lyrics. Are they brilliant? No. Are they inoffensive? Well, it seems to me they are. If you can figure out anything that you find offensive about these lyrics, call me, 1-800-955-1776. The words to the spirit song for the Longhorns says, "The eyes of Texas are upon you, all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away." Sounds creepy, right? "Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn." And it said that the phrase "till Gabriel blows his horn" is sung and played to a slightly slower tempo than the rest of the song. Students, faculty, staff, athletes, and alumni punctuate each beat of the last line with a small chopping motion of their right raised arm and hook'em hand sign. That's hook'em horns, Longhorns. Okay, so what's the rap against this song? It allegedly, and this is probably true, was debuted, taking the melody of "I've Been Working on the Railroad," obviously, and taking that melody and setting new words for it. It was debuted in a minstrel show in 1903, and the lyrics were meant to honor a Colonel Prather, who was then the president of the university, because he was always saying things like "the eyes of Texas are upon you." There's this rumor that it was Robert E. Lee who said "the eyes of the South are upon you, and it was supposed to be a tribute to Robert E. Lee. That's nonsense. They just did 34 members of a commission that spent 2 years researching the origins of the song. They actually went back to Washington and Lee University, looked through all the papers there. There is no evidence that Robert E. Lee ever said anything like that. It's not close to Robert E. Lee. And though it would, may have first, they don't know if the minstrel show in which it was performed in 1903, which can we understand that that is 118 years ago, really? That at the minstrel show, whether or not they wore blackface, the one thing you can say is the I've been working on the railroad, which was first published in a British edition in 1830, definitely very problematic. The original lyrics to that song include the N-word and a lot. And Dinah, someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, someone's in the kitchen, I know, and strumming on the old banjo. Dinah apparently was a phrase that was used at the time to refer to slave women. But we're not talking about I've Been Working on the Railroad. That still is played, like, for kids now. This is what the kids' version sounds like. This is clip six.
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting?
Okay, and then someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, someone's in the kitchen, I know, someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Okay, the 24-member committee to study the matter, the committee's report echoed previous findings that the song debuted in Austin at a student-organized minstrel show, an American form of racist entertainment in which predominantly white performers in blackface depicted African Americans. The report also found that the composer of The Eyes of Texas borrowed the melody from I've Been Working on the Railroad. You didn't need a commission to figure that out, right? But they determined in the commission that there was no racist intent in the song The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You. Does it need to be stricken anyway? Does this need to be a matter for the Texas legislature, for goodness sake? We'll bring you the result, at least so far, coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Department of Energy is working closely with Colonial about the pipeline that was shut down after a cyber attack.
The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity.
Speaking at the White House, Biden noting the FBI has labeled it a criminal ransomware attack. The pipeline supplies fuel for much of the eastern part of the U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. A barrage of rockets is being fired into Israel from the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Palestinian terrorists. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, political correctness has decidedly run amok. There's a piece by Jonathan Capehart in the Washington Post. It says, headline, should you say the N-word? No, especially if you're not black. Even if you are black, can we just drop the N-word, the obsession with the N-word, which does not occur or never did occur or has no connection at all with the piece that they're trying to ban, the song, the fight song, the spirit song for the University of Texas Longhorns, which they're attempting to ban down in Texas? They don't have anything else to fight about? This is extraordinary. The lyrics of the song have been interpreted as embracing the lost cause ideology. Why? Because it says, the eyes of Texas are upon you, you cannot get away, do not think you can escape them. Which advocates the belief that the practice of slavery in the antebellum South was just and moral. Who champions that cause now? I mean, other than people who are part of the organized neo-Nazi or Ku Klux Klan movement, and it's a very, very small number of people, and no, they are not administrators at the University of Texas. This interpretation was based on a tradition that held that the president of the University of Texas, Colonel William Prather, had adapted the phrase from General Robert E. Lee. So they investigated at Washington and Lee University, where Lee ended his life as president of the university. He never used the phrase in addresses to students. There is no evidence that he ever used the phrase, the eyes of South are upon you. Never happened. In June 2020, several players on the University of Texas at Austin football team requested that the university replace the song with one without racist overtones. Where are the racist overtones? In response to the player's request, African-American former U of T football players Earl Campbell and Ricky Williams, both pretty outstanding players, spoke out to keep the song in place. Campbell's comments on the Eyes of Texas, "I'm proud of that song. I think there's a lot of things that can be done other than that song, in my opinion. I just believe the Eyes of Texas stands for something." Yeah, it stands for accountability. It's the idea that you're being watched by heavenly powers, if not by the state of Texas. And Ricky Williams said, "I think it's important to understand our history and understand where the song came from, but I think it's more powerful to transform the meaning of the song and the definition of the song rather than trying to erase our history like it never existed." In October of last year, the University of Texas band was unable to perform the song at football games due to a lack of members who are willing to play it. The athletic department has now stated it will play a recorded version of the song prior to sports events. And then apparently they're also going to be forming a separate band for people who refuse to play the song. Does this seem like a little bit of an overreaction? In 1983, The Right Stuff, because The Right Stuff is about Project Mercury, the astronauts, and they were headquartered in Houston. So they play the song in the film. Film have to be banned? It's Tales of the Texas Rangers, which was a hit show on TV and on radio, uses the song. That has to go. Before President Kennedy was killed in Dallas in 1963, he was at a breakfast speech in Fort Worth before he went over to Dallas, and there were a group of school children who came up and they sang the song to President Kennedy. Does that footage now have to go? What does have to go, and it seems to me perfectly legitimate, is the N-word, which is why I was very surprised that three or four Oscar-nominated films had a prolific use of the N-word. And this last, was that why the Oscar ratings were so lame? And what was interesting was in one of the films they replaced the film One Night in Miami, it's nominated for Best Director, they replaced the N-word with the other N-word that is more polite. And no, again, I don't want to even come close to that. Jonathan Capehart writes in the Washington Post, "No one who is not black and uses the N-word should be surprised to receive blowback. Not today, let alone expect a free pass. That's appropriate. It's one of the most offensive and painful words in the English language." Got it. Right. "Sometimes a pass could be granted depending on the context. Ultimately, I just wish folks, especially white folks, would have the good sense not to say it under any circumstances. I'm waiting into this thicket because of a controversy at Rutgers University Law School in New Jersey. Last October, same time the band in Texas was refusing to perform The Eyes of Texas Are Upon You. Last October, a criminal law student, not a criminal law student, a student of criminal law, said the N-word while quoting a 1993 legal opinion during virtual office hours. The class's professor, Vera Bergelson, said that she didn't hear the word that the law student said in this virtual class. She wishes she had. And by the way, this Vera Bergelson, they're now demanding that she be fired. And she didn't say the word. She just heard the word. And here's the context. That Rutgers student, a middle-aged white woman embarking on a second career in law, said she forewarned her classmates, and this is on tape, by saying, he said, and I'll use a racial word, but it's a quote. In that context, she was quoting from a legal opinion. I can't fault her for wanting to quote from the legal opinion exactly, but if she knew enough to warn of the forthcoming word's racial nature, she should have known better than to utter the six-letter abomination in the first place. Okay, is it acceptable to even say that what we say today, N-word? I mean, honestly, is there something wrong, insane, in the country right now? I do not understand where you go from here. The student guides who are on strike and won't give tours anymore for University of Texas at Austin are demanding that a plaque be removed where the words of the song are actually inscribed. And students who work on volunteer and campus tour guides followed up with a letter to the university demanding the plaque with the Eyes of Texas lyrics be removed from the admissions welcome center. Administrators had already changed the name of the student tour organization last year to Texas Tour Guides from the Guides of Texas. Why? Because the Guides of Texas sounded too much like the Eyes of Texas. This is actually like extraordinarily ill-advised. I'll tell you what else is extraordinarily ill-advised is the process on Wednesday in which they are going to dump Liz Cheney from her position in House leadership. I don't understand how either Liz Cheney's insistent comments on a polarizing issue or now firing her over those consistent comments amounts to any assistance to the Republican Party's future. We'll get to that and more coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, obviously one of the big political events of this week, which has gotten a great deal of attention. People have used it as an excuse to attack Vice President Cheney, to attack President Bush, to attack many individuals in the Republican Party and who make real contributions to the Republican Party. Look, Dick Cheney, who I wrote about in my book, Shadow Presidents, about chief aides in the White House, he almost saved the Ford administration. He became the second chief of staff to President Gerald Ford, who had a very tough job taking over the presidency. Suddenly, having never been elected even to vice president, he was appointed to vice president. In any event, Dick Cheney was also a great defense secretary for the first President Bush, did a superb job with the first Gulf War, both getting us in, winning the war, and getting us out, which, of course, was the problem with the second Gulf War, and the one where he was vice president. In any event, there's a great deal of focus on the Cheneys, and there's a particularly cruel column by Maureen Dowd, a very liberal columnist who is applauding the idea that Liz Cheney is going to get fired from her position on Wednesday. But I actually think that Karl Rove, speaking on Fox, and Karl Rove, of course, somebody who worked closely with the second President Bush, had this to say. This is clip 13, about the decision by Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise and the rest of the House leadership to encourage the replacement of Liz Cheney by Representative Elise Stefanik to be the GOP House Conference Chair. Here's Karl Rove.
What do you think of the House Republicans' decision to oust Liz Cheney this week and to tie their fortunes so strongly to President Trump?
Well, the House Republicans are ordering up a round of Pyrrhic victories for everybody. There's not going to be a winner in this. There are only losers. In if Liz Cheney somehow prevails, it'll only be because there's a two-thirds rule. She has to, they have to get two-thirds of the vote to remove her from office. But she will have been rebuked for a vote of conscience and for her statements on the January 6th assault on the Capitol and on the pernicious untruth that there was massive voter fraud in six states that somehow cost Donald Trump the election. If she loses, which is likely, it's going to further alienate the minority of Republicans who like what Donald Trump did in office but don't like how he handled himself, particularly in the aftermath of the election. And it's going to make it more difficult to attract swing voters in the 2022 elections. NBC poll this week had President Donald Trump's approval at 32% and 44% and losing sort of strength within the party. 44% of those surveyed said they were more supporters of Trump than of the Republican Party. 50% said they were more supporters of the Republican Party than Donald Trump. That's the first time that it's ever gotten to 50% for that, and it's showed clear deterioration of his right position within the party since the November election.
Okay, look, I think that Karl Rove is correct, and there's no winning in this kind of conflict. And what is it about? It's not about anything, really. And when I say that, it's because even President Trump is not talking realistically about upsetting the results of the election. And I think that literally every week that goes by, people are more and more reconciled to allow the democratic process to work. It is a leftist fiction that Republicans today and their attempts in Texas and in Florida and in Georgia to change voting regulations are trying to restrict the franchise. And I also think that, shame on Chris Wallace, the desire to get rid of Liz Cheney, I don't think is a desire to lock the fortunes of the Republican Party to President Trump. Kevin McCarthy isn't stupid. It's basically to allow him to run the caucus, because her crime, and it wasn't really a crime, but Kevin McCarthy made it very clear, she wasn't being removed because she voted to impeach President Trump. She was being removed because she wouldn't go along with his leadership. And she contradicted him directly in his presence when they were answering questions together. And honestly, I can understand that Kevin McCarthy would want Liz Cheney not to keep picking the scab of Trump's post-election behavior. I understand that. But now this gives that entire dispute much more energy and oxygen. Here is what Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said about his decision to openly back the replacement of Liz Cheney by Representative Elise Stefanik. Listen.
Now, any member can take whatever position they believe in. That's what the voters vote on the individuals, and they make that decision. What we're talking about is a position in leadership. We are in one of our biggest battles ever for this nation and the direction whether this next century will be ours. As conference chair, you have one of the most critical jobs of the messenger of going forward. Are we talking about what the Democrats are doing on the border? Are we talking about all the missed jobs report that we just had? Are we building an economy? Are we watching Joe Biden create inflation that we've never seen before, a takeover of government, the rising of taxes, the damage of what will be done that we cannot come back for? That's why we need a conference that's united. That's why we need a conference chair that is delivering that message day in and day out and uniting the nation to make sure that we are on the right footing going forward.
Do you support Elise Stefanik for that job?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and that, of course, is ironic because she is not in line. Ideologically, she voted with President Trump only half as often as Liz Cheney did. Elise Stefanik opposed President Trump's tax reform, which was arguably his greatest accomplishment as president. And it's all problematic. And honestly, it should have been handled like so many other things. And this is what is lacking in our politics today. everything because of the news cycle and because of the desire of people to talk about it and have a good guys and bad guys, and I'm on this side and the other's on this side, and we're going to own the other side and we're going to destroy the other side. Because of that, people don't have the ability right now to talk privately. What needed to happen here is Liz Cheney needed to sit down and speak to Kevin McCarthy and figure out if she was going to be able to go along with the leadership or not. And then if she refused to say that, look, let's leave the Trump matter aside, let's not talk about the election validity, let's not talk about January 6th, been there, done that. If she had agreed to go along with that, then fine, she should have continued. And if she didn't agree, he should have asked for her resignation. And I suspect she probably would have provided it rather than going through this, but who knows? And this, either way, as Karl Rove says, if she gets more than one-third of the Republican votes, she'll stay as conference chair, and people spend the rest of the next year and a half sniping at her. And the entire controversy is so counterproductive and unnecessary. And what it leads to is undermining what is needed, which is a positive agenda, for God's sake. And even when Kevin McCarthy was talking about it there, he's talking about the terrible things Biden is doing, fine. Do what Newt Gingrich did, which allowed him to take over the House in 1994. Come up with a contract with America. Come up with something that can do a better job. We're talking with Jan Lomborg on this show before. Don't just talk about, oh, Joe Biden's gone too far and climate change and the Green New Deal is going to bankrupt us all and it's a disaster and it's a horror. We have a positive program for climate change that involves technological development and involves using the market system, not undermining or crushing or destroying the market system. The Republicans need to provide an alternative, not just a whine. Not just a negativity, not just a, oh, it's gloom and doom and it's the end of the world. Speaking of gloom and doom at the end of the world, there's a new crime that is being defined at one of America's leading universities. The crime is walking while white. You've heard of people being persecuted for driving while black. That's a real thing. Apparently, at Northwestern University, it is racist to walk on the sidewalk. Why? We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, author of 2 number one national best-selling books. My first, Gold is a Better Way, was published when gold was $1,200. My second, The Great Devaluation, published when gold was $1,500. Today, gold's $1,750. I'm marking that price with my most important information I've ever published. The leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. This report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why the Fed actually wants and needs a higher gold price. Subscribers pay thousands for my information. I want to give it to you for free. Just have an IRA or 401k. I'll release my special leverage report to you right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000 for your free leverage ratio report. I believe gold's headed much higher. Get my report and find out why. Call 800-900-8000 now.